From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The U.S. Supreme Court has temporarily halted refugee admissions into the United States until an appeals court rules on the matter. The nation's highest court on Wednesday upheld a request from the Trump administration to bar refugees as part of an executive order from the president that also limited travelers from six majority Muslim countries. But the government win is both partial and temporary. The justices upheld last week's district court ruling that expanded the list of relationships that can be considered bona fide links to the U.S. to include grandparents. Travelers from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen can continue to be admitted if they can show they have such bona fide relationships. The Supreme Court announced Wednesday that it will hear the two travel ban-related cases on October 10th. Talks aimed at breaking down trade barriers between the United States and China appear to hit a snag Wednesday in Washington as the two sides canceled news conferences that were scheduled for the end of the meeting. As the talks began in Washington, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin called for a, quote, more fair and balanced economic relationship between the United States and China. Chinese Vice Premier Wang Yang said trading cooperation between the two countries, quote, is a realistic choice for both sides, but he warned that confrontation will immediately damage the interests of both. Washington and Beijing cover the world's two biggest economies, but China sells more than $300 billion more to U.S. customers each year. This is VOA News. The U.S. carrier factory, where President Trump says he saved 800 jobs from moving to Mexico, is expected to notify 300 people this week that they are being laid off. The layoff notices are expected to start as early as Thursday, exactly 6 months since Trump took office. The layoffs are part of a deal that Trump made with the company in December to prevent deeper cuts at the plant in Indianapolis. President Trump told Republican senators on Wednesday they should not begin their August recess until a new health care bill has been crafted to dismantle the country's health care law, championed by former President Obama. He had lunch with 49 Republican senators at the White House to talk about health care on Wednesday. Russia says it reserves the right to retaliate in an ongoing dispute with the U.S. over the seizure of two Russian compounds last December by the Obama administration. Before leaving office, then-President Obama also expelled 35 Russian diplomats, accusing them of spying and saying the actions were to punish Moscow for interfering in the 2016 presidential election. Now Russia says its patience is running out, and it wants the Trump administration to return the compounds. VOA's diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain has the story from the State Department.
Russia says they are dachas, used strictly for recreational purposes. U.S. intelligence agencies say they were used for surveillance until they were seized. Pressed by reporters, spokeswoman Heather Nauert refused to comment on the status of negotiations or say whether Secretary of State Rex Tillerson favors giving the compounds back to Russia under certain conditions.
The priority here is to get the United States and Russia to a place where they can have a good, decent, solid relationship so we can work together on areas of mutual cooperation.
Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov met Monday at the State Department with U.S. Under Secretary of State Thomas Shannon. Asked if Russia is close to getting its compounds back, Ryabkov replied, almost. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Police in Saudi Arabia have released without charge a woman who was arrested after she appeared on a posted video wearing a miniskirt and crop top with her hair uncovered in violation of the country's strict dress code. The Saudi Ministry of Information said police released the woman Tuesday night after a prosecutor closed the case. There's more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.